Explorers, welcome back to another episode of our podcast where we dive deep into the wonders of the human brain. I'm your host, Alma, and today we're going to explore a very special and sometimes mysterious topic. What happens to our brain when we die? Now, I know this might sound a little spooky, but don't worry, we're going to talk about it in a way that's easy to understand and not scary at all. Are you ready? Let's put on our explorer hats and dive right in. So, first things first. Our brain is like the command center of our body. It controls everything we do, from thinking and feeling to moving and breathing. But what happens to this amazing organ when we pass away? When a person dies, their heart stops beating. This means the brain no longer gets the oxygen and nutrients it needs to keep working. Without the oxygen, the brain cells called neurons start to shut down. This happens pretty quickly, usually within just a few minutes. Imagine you're playing a video game and suddenly the power goes out. The screen turns black and the game stops, right? That's kind of what happens to the brain. When it doesn't get oxygen, it's like the superpower going out. The brain can't send signals anymore and everything just stops. But there's something super cool, and even if the brain stops working, scientists have found out that it might stay active for a little bit after a person dies. It's like the brain is slowly turning off its lights one by one. This doesn't mean the person feels anything. It's just the brain finishing up its last tasks before it goes completely quiet. Now, brain explorers, here's where things get really interesting. There's a lot we still don't know about what happens in our brains where we die. Some scientists think that during those last moments, the brain might show a burst of activity. It's like the brain is having one final big thought before it goes to sleep forever. But the truth is, no one knows exactly what that last thought might be, or even if there's really a final thought at all. It's one of those great mysteries of science. So, what can we take away from all of this? Well, one important thing to remember is that death is a natural part of life. Just like all living things, our bodies, including our brains, have a beginning, a middle, and an end. It's also important to remember the people and animals we love who have passed away, even though their brains and bodies are no longer working. We keep their memories alive in our hearts. We can think about them at happy times, and we share them with our kindest people. Wow, what an adventure today, Brain Explorers! We talked about something that might seem a little mysterious, but now you know that our brains work hard every day, even up until the very end. If you ever have a question about this or anything else, remember, it's always okay to ask. Learning about the brain and life is all part of being a great explorer. Thanks for joining me on this journey today. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to tune in next time for more amazing adventure inside the brain. Until then, keep exploring, keep asking, and remember to use your brain every day. So see you next time, Brain Explorer!